this one. It's the True Ska, which was originated in Kingston, Jamaica in the 60s. We bring you First Town. We'll be right back.
Welcome back, boys and girls.
Oh my land, there we are.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, all right. It's okay. It's all right. And it's okay.
What a morning.
Yes, it has been. If you're listening to the show live, which hopefully you are, we are here live every Tuesday and Thursday morning, 8 to 9 in the morning, on local 107.3 FM CFMH out of St. John, New Brunswick. This is your sound operator, Sir Lord Bobby Babylon. This is a sound system called Music Like Dirt for Your Money's Worth, and we play rocksteady, ska, dub, reggae-matic hit sounds for the town.
Wow.
Yeah, I had quite a morning. Near call with a chatty cabbie who wasn't chatty this morning, which is great because I overslept 2 hours, had no coffee or breakfast, had to move a monstrous GD, MF, and barbecue by myself. That was fun. Missed a bus. I did some running to catch the bus that I missed. Now my guts hurt because I'm an old man. Oh, what else? It's been an exciting morning. But, you know, I'm sitting here laughing about it, so I'm pretty happy about that. I got some coffee going out in the other room there. That's awesome. Yes. So we started out because of all the work that goes into a radio show. We had ourselves at the top of the set. A little bit of work song by the Slackers. That's from their Live from Ernesto's record. Yeah. Then we had Smilin'. We'll send that one out to little old Jeannie Logan there in Listening Land for some great advice. Some very cool advice from a cool gal. That was the Skatalites with a heavy monster sound in the percussion department on that track. Interesting name for such a beady and brutal song. But that's the kind of thing we like to get down with here on this show, kids. It's not all about jamming. It's not all about, you know, let's go bowling and save Ferris and some of that crap. You know, this is like ska music and reggae music. That's like the rock and roll of Jamaica, kids, if you don't know. It's heavy monster sounds. The nattiest sound around town. So if you're coming in off the street and you're beginning to feel the heat, well, Buster, you gotta move your feet to this rockinest, rock steady beat, and it's not about messing around. Yeah, that's right. Not to be taken lightly. Music like dirt for your money's worth. And we had Jack Ruby Jr. by the Kingpins there finishing that set off, kids. Barnstorm and ska music opening up the show today. We're gonna relax it a little more with a little bit more of a major key number, a little smoother number. Coming to us from another Montreal ska group, long and dear departed, but a big favorite of this here Mad Boss DJ. You'll notice a lot of my sort of selections are coming from some yesteryear kind of sounds and styles, as far as the Canadian ones go. But you know, good music is timeless, and we're not too worried about if it's new or old, and I'd like to get some more new stuff. I gotta do some homework. But, you know, that was a good time back then, the old Stomp Records heyday. I was on the street team. I used to do a little zine here in St. John called Skyravan. It was only 2 issues, but that doesn't matter. Anyways, yeah, it was a good time. It was a good time. For all the rubbish, a good little bit of cream still floated to the top or the bottom or to the side or wherever the cream managed to squeeze its way on out to. So here's a little bit of that, kids. And this is produced, this is just, you know, to show you how hot and bothered some of the cool Canadian ska that was happening, you know, when you weren't messed up with some pop punk horn section nonsense. We had some cool nuggets like this one, produced by Mr. Victor Rice out of New York City. Yes, one of the maestros of the modern sound. This is Gangsta Politics, boys and girls, from their self-titled debut long player record of Stomp Records. This is a cover of a little Sonny Rollins tune that I hope you do enjoy, because I do enjoy it a whole heck of a lot. And this one will let you put your feet up a little more and swing easy compared to the last set, so get down with it, boys and girls. This is Olio on Local 107.3 CFMH.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the show. We are here. It is 8:33. If you're listening in the Port City, local 107.3 FM is the station, kids. Heard every Tuesday, Thursday morning. If you're hearing it out of St. John, New Brunswick, where we are broadcasting live, hopefully you're catching it on some other stations in your own downtown, digging the sound, ladies and gents. Yes, that's right. Wow. It's a white-knuckle ride today. Started out with Olio, a little Sonny Rollins number brought to you by Gangsta Politics out of Montreal. We had the Planet Smashers with a rare and really sweet and swinging and smooth instrumental number. I'm into the Planet Smashers. I got nothing bad to say about the Planet Smashers, but that track has always been at the top of my list. Coming at you from there, I think it's off the Life is the Party, Life of the Party record. Holy land! When those guys wanted to cut it out, instrumental style, they really pulled it off. That was Trouble in Engineering. We had a tune from One Night Band after that, and I don't have the track listing in front of me. That was a little last-minute grab, because I was looking, I was singing the praises of the old Stomp records, and I won't name names, but I was trying to find a good song off one particular Stomp CD that I had some faith in, and it was dismal, boys and girls. I'm telling you, sometimes the singers in these old ska bands that popped up in the 90s were just, I don't know. I like your Bob Dylans and your Johnny Rottens, and I like to hear Lee Perry yell at me in my face about the collie weed and cornbread, don't get me wrong. But when you're trying to sing, like sing, and you're a bad singer, that is some brutal, nasty stuff for a listener to have to put up with, boys and girls. Holy, and there was one ska band in particular that had some cut some fine instrumental sounds, but I remember hearing their singer had to go get voice lessons, and I don't think he ever really managed to pull it off, truth be told. So like I say, I won't name names, and they got some good stuff. You'll hear them on the show. But anyways, we had a little pause there because I had to flush that platter down the drain. So we reached for the One Night Band real fast and pulled that one off. So I think that song's called Solo. They said that a lot in the song. I'll have to check that out. Hopefully I'm not mistaken. Yeah, rocking little number anyways. Hope you enjoyed it. We had after that, speaking of singing, holy land, if we didn't have a whole pile in the last two songs, we didn't have a whole pile of Jamaican luminaries behind the microphone. We had Artabella after that by Stranger Cole and Ken Booth. You might have heard sampled by a certain Snoop Lion or Dog or whatever you want to call him these days. And lastly there, we had none other than Mr. Delroy Wilson, backed up by a little band you might have heard of called the Wailers. Yes, that's right. And the Wailers, you know, going way back in the day before it was an actual band, when it was a trio, and, you know, Bob was working in the welding shop with Desmond Decker and stuff like that. And so that's where the heart of my Wailers lie. I talk a lot of trash about the Wailers sometimes, but, you know, it's the same as, like, talking, you know, it's the same as taking the piss out of the Beatles or, you know, Eric Clapton or, you know, it's not the Wailers' fault that they were one of several groups who really set the tone for things coming out of Jamaica on an international stage. You know, actually that crown should have gone to old Jimmy Cliff, but through a boat or two missed here and there, it got passed, the torch got passed over to the Wailers. And anyways, Island Records and Chris Blackwell and all those folks made history with that. And you know, the rest is history, as I just said, being redundant and all. But, you know, they're not the only group out there, but holy moly, kids, if you really like them, you really want to go right back to the crack of dawn with the Wailers, because it's really just all excellent. And some of they produce some of the best ska and rock steady sides going, coming out of old Trench Town and all that jazz, boys and girls. You really, really want to check that business on out. I highly recommend it. And we're going to hear a little bit more from them coming up right now. So, yeah, so you heard them backing up Delroy Wilson there on a track called I Want Justice. And right now on this here psychedelic sound system, reggae-matic hit sounds down around the town, we're going to hear a cut from the Wailers proper. And this is actually one of my very favorite songs. This is one of the very best little rude boy anthems you're ever going to hear. And this is a little number called Let Him Go. And like I say, you're listening to Music Like Dirt for Your Money's Worth. This is your sound operator, Sir Lord Bobby Babylon. And that is all I have to say about that. So we're going to let this track go. We're going to let this song go. This is the Wailers with Let Him Go. You're listening to Local 107.3 CFMH. Back, boys and girls. Yes, that's right. We're going to get on down and get out with it. Ladies and gents, time is of the essence. And the good Mr. Acker is coming right around the bend, so brace yourselves. Ladies and gents, if you're listening here in St. John, and if you're listening elsewhere, thanks for listening. And or maybe you got Tucker Park Road coming up next if you listen on Saturday night, afternoon rather, in St. John. I don't know when you might be listening, so I shouldn't get too specific, but let's tell you what you just heard. That's the important part. We had the Wailers starting to set out with Let Him Go. Excellent Rude Boy anthem. We had the Pioneers with I'm Moving On. We had Bombshell by the Crystalites. We had Mini Dress by Winston Jarrett. We had Last of Their Children's Bread from Mr. Jimmy Cliff's latest record, Rebirth. Excellent album with some LA cats, including Mr. Tim Armstrong, of course, of Rancid, etc. And backed up by an all-star crackerjack gang called The Engine Room, ladies and gents. You don't want to miss that one. That's right. We're going to send you on out here, bookending the show with some more Jackie Mittoo dub styles and sounds, again brought to you by Masters of Love and Sound out of Toronto off their latest record, Masters of Love and Sound, Interstellar Dub Encounters Instrumentals, Volume 1, ladies and gents. I hope you enjoy this here sound system today, and without further ado, get down with it. This is Drum Song on Local 107.3 FM, CFMH. Thank you.